What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
I will say this, Abby, in your struggle to find the right guy, I don't know.
Thank you for... The sun is shining brightly. It's a beautiful day, but it's right in my eyes.
God wanted to make an appearance for this segment.
He did. Yeah, right?
Totally blinding, Kristen. I don't know that I know anybody that has been more willing to try different things in order to get in front of Mr. Right.
It's called desperation, Bert.
No, it is not. It is called being proactive.
Yes, I'm a fighter in the game of love.
And it happened this weekend also, which we've been talking about now for weeks and weeks and weeks. You want to go ahead and recap this and then tell us what happened over the weekend?
Yeah.
That's really the only reason why I came in this morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So essentially, we had a listener, a P1, one of our most dedicated listeners, send us a wedding invitation saying, like, listen, you guys are my family and I want my family at my wedding. And it was on a Sunday in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and, you know, we got to work. So I think we were all kind of like, you know, it's so sweet of us or for you to invite us, but... You know, we're not going to be able to make it. So we ended up buying some things off of her wedding registry. And then we kind of just wiped our hands and called it a day. And then all of a sudden, we're at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion a couple of weeks back. And I get an email from a bride named Brooke. And she's like, okay, listen, like, I know that not everyone can come to the wedding because you guys have to work. But like, hear me out. The best man is single and I think he's perfect for Abby. So like, if she wants to come, can you guys just let her come? I think it'd be so great. And then you guys believe in love and you guys have seen, you know, just how much I've deteriorated over the years waiting for Mr. Right. And you're like, yeah, please get, for the love of God, if this is what it takes, we will fly her out to Indiana last minute. We will put her in an Uber Black to the middle of nowhere, Indiana. We will make this happen. So essentially that's what I did this weekend on Sunday was I flew out in the name of love.
And the qualifications for perfect. I've got the perfect man for Abby. What were the qualifications again?
He was tall.
Yes. Okay. He's a very attractive dude. Like, let's keep it 100. She sent photos. He passed the photo test. So we were willing to put love on the line.
Yeah, for sure. He's a catch. Absolutely. And so I was like, you know what? Like, dating apps are a thing. Getting set up by mutual friends are a thing. This is just a more extreme version of that. So I get flown out over the weekend and like, weird. I just felt really chill about the whole thing. Like I mean, I've been in some pretty high pressure situations. So I'm just kind of a naturally anxious person. But flying out, I was like, yeah, this is fine. Like I'm going to a wedding where I know nobody. Like it'll be fine.
I think that's the sign that you've been broken. You're just broke.
My spirit is dead. I have nothing left to give.
I was going to ask you, sitting at the airport, like at your gate, like what was going, are you thinking like, yeah, you know, this has the potential to be fun? Or were you like, what am I doing with my life?
No, I think I have really loved that the last year of my life has felt just like a series of side quests, just like little adventures I've been going on. And I'm just kind of like, this is just one of those adventures that I'm really glad I get to do because I'm sure at some point in my life, you don't get to do these kind of like weird side quests and adventures. Mm-hmm. So I felt weirdly calm about it. And I've been going to the airport so much in the last year. I probably fly out once or twice a month and I'm like, this is normal. It feels like just going to McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like I'm just going to the airport. Whereas it used to feel like such a big event for me. Like you're going through security and then you're going to sit at your gate. This is just like, yeah, I'm getting on a plane. So I felt weirdly calm and also I'm having a lot of fun kind of like vlogging the experience. Because again, so many people are in my DMs wondering how this is going to go. It's like, is this going to be it for? So, you know, people are blowing up my DMs and I'm trying to keep people updated as I'm like, you know, taking selfies in the terminal and whatever. And funnily enough, I'm standing in the TSA line and I'm waiting for my bag. Actually, I'm sitting in the TSA line. I'm thinking how great of an experience I'm having with the TSA, which never happens. I'm like, look at ATL finally getting its stuff together. Things quickly went downhill after that. So then I decided to maybe angrily tweet about now the ATL airport is trying to ruin my life. Anyway, I'm sitting
as an ambassador.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay. I say I need to hear the evidence later on.
TSA was killing it. And then afterwards, things took a turn. Anyway, so I'm standing in the TSA line thinking about how great TSA is doing today because I'm breezing through it. And all of a sudden, I feel a little on my back and I go, because again, you know, I'm a woman out in public and I'm thinking, murder. And I turn around, it's a sweet woman. And she's like, are you happy? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I just saw your Instagram story and I've been looking out for you. Because I'm like, I know she's flying out to Indiana. So that was really comforting. I got to talk to her about, you know, how I'm feeling. And I'm like, yeah, it's just, I'm just going to a wedding. Like, this is just typical. So I end up flying out to Indianapolis and it hits me a little bit when I land because I'm like, I see the big Hoosier sign. I'm like, oh, I'm in Indiana.
Indeed you are.
And I get a text message because you guys were kind enough to arrange an Uber, essentially, you know, a private coach, if you will, to Crawfordsville. And I'm panicking because the text I get says, hey, Abby, congrats on landing or whatever. Your driver's is here. Their cell phone number is... nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to get to Crawford? I have no way of contacting this person. Thankfully, they pull up eventually in this slick back black Cadillac. There's Fiji water in it. And I'm like, this is nice. And then we're driving out of the airport. I'm in my Uber black and then just slowly cornfields start to appear. I'm like, this is the most like meta experience. I'm in this fancy luxury vehicle as I'm just like watching farmland pass.
Well, I sent the black car for you with all those Fijis and the nice air conditioner and everything because it really was like maybe death row.
Yeah, no, literally.
And I wanted it to be very comfortable before dead woman walking.
I'm just like laughing to myself because I pull up in this $80,000 vehicle to the Best Western and then my driver being the kind woman that she was, you know, I get out and she grabs my bags and she just looks at me and she goes, enjoy your stay. She's like, what are you doing? And then I check into the Best Western and they're like, yeah, we don't have a room ready for you. And I just look outside as like tumbleweeds are moving past. And I'm like, where do I go for 2 hours? And I
see. So it's in a very rural part of Indiana.
Yes, it's in a very rural city. I mean, you know, there's some things around like trees and a gas station.
There was a Cracker Barrel.
So again, I look out into the distance and all of a sudden, oh, I see a Cracker Barrel. I'm like, I know that place. So picture this. I'm getting, you know, I'm in my garb and I'm like ready to like, you know, get ready for this wedding. And I have my pink suitcase and my bag. Cause again, I had to take all of the broadcasting equipment. It's the only thing that fit in my suitcase. So I literally have my wedding guest dress and my recording equipment. And I got to lug it with me about 5 minutes away to the Cracker Barrel. Cause I can't just, cause I'm terrified to sit in the lobby. Cause I need to do something. I'm starving. And I'm like, I don't really want to meet this man in the lobby of the Best Western while I look like this. So I need to get out.
Somehow in my head, I'm channeling like, what was the movie? Was it Sweet Home Alabama? Where she ended up going to New York and she was all fancy and everything, wearing the designer glasses and the designer luggage and everything. And then she goes to Alabama, rural Alabama, yes. And they're like, where are you from? I have that vision in my head of you in Crawdad, Indiana.
Yes, I am Melanie Carmichael in this moment, rolling up to the Cracker Barrel, because then I'm inside. I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. I'm feeling a little weirdly at home. And I check in with the hostess and she just kind of gives me this look because she can tell I'm not with anybody. And she's like, we're going to put you in the corner. I was like, nobody puts baby in the corner. And I look at her. I literally look at her. I was, because she vocalized that to me. I'm like, oh my God, do I look that bad? And I'm like, I just go, why? And she goes, well, I know when I dine alone, I don't really want to be in the middle of a bunch of people. And she goes, and you know, as teenagers, and I'm like, as teenagers? And I look at her and I go, I'm an adult. And I'm like, and then as I say that, the words, I'm an adult, and I'm like, I'm an adult who's getting paid to come out and be a stranger at somebody's home. Like, am I really an adult?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just post up at the Cracker Barrel for a couple hours. And as I'm sitting there over my delicious pancakes, actually, highly recommend the Crawfordsville, Indiana Cracker Barrel. Great service, great food. And I'm sitting there and I'm realizing as I'm reading through all the DMs, and the number one question I'm getting is, have you guys talked? Are you guys messaging? Have you met him yet? And I'm like, you know what? It is a little weird that I'm here and I'm posting on my Instagram story and we've had no contact.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I know.
He never once reached out beforehand to text to say, hey, excited to meet you. Just want to make sure that you know where this is and that. It does. I don't love this.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I should probably message him. So I'm sitting there. I'm eating my pancakes and I follow him on Instagram. And immediately he messages me. I'm like, oh, thank God. And he's like, hope your travels are going well, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I literally just go, see you later. I'm like, see you later at this wedding we're both going to. So finally, it's so random. Life is so weird, Kristen. So I finish up my meal. I go to the Best Western. Thank God I was able to check in, immediately get ready. And I'm getting so many DMs that I'm like, I need to hold a press conference. So right before I head out, I go on live. I chit chat with the ladies about what's going down. And finally, I drive out to the wedding, which, by the way, I had to schedule my Uber because there's no Ubers in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Pretty sure my driver was drunk because she's like talking to me. And I'm like, I don't understand a word you're saying. And all
this this could be like, that's just being a Hoosier, like overly communicative. They're so nice and so humble and so down to earth.
Yeah.
And they're talkers, man. That could just be the attitude in India. That's what I found in India.
No, this woman was inebriated because I'm like, I was having a hard time understanding what she was saying. And at some point I pick up the fact that she says something along the lines of like, we're way out here. Uber paid me $30 to come pick you up. I had to drive an hour just to get here. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and now I'm thinking, how am I going to get home from the hotel? Like, am I going to have to walk? Yeah. This is a 15-minute drive. So she drops me off at the wedding. It's a beautiful venue. It's like this, the best way for me to describe it is it's like a fancy hunting lodge, but you know, there's hydrangeas outside. It's beautiful. The weather is gorgeous. And I just pull up and I go, oh my God, there's no one here. Like, there's literally no one here. It's 20 minutes before the wedding. I'm like, did I read the time wrong? Like, what is happening? And so I go inside and I go back outside. And thank God I see this other girl about my age standing kind of by the ceremony setup. And I go, be friends with her. I was like, go over there and be friends with her. So I immediately just run up and I go, are you also here by yourself? And then I just start making small talk with her. And we go inside and I'm just gabbing up with this girl because the wedding started about an hour or about half an hour later than expected. And she tells me that her fiance is one of the groomsmen. And she's like, oh my God, I bet we're at the same table. Lo and behold, we're at the same table. And brilliant. I'm like, I've made a friend. I've made an ally. Her fiance comes up. We're chatting. And then her fiance disappears. And then he comes back with this man from the internet. And there he is, which is just like a weird out-of-body experience. I'm like, I know you know me. I know you. Hey. And we're just chatting. And it's just like, what does one chat with this man from the internet that you've been talking about on the national radio for weeks and weeks and weeks? I'm pretty sure I talked about the airport for 10 minutes, just real sexy stuff.
Uh-huh. But you've done this a million times, been on dates with guys that you've met on dating apps or what have you, and then had to make that small talk, which you absolutely hate.
There was a lot of small talk. I was actually killing the small talk game. You guys would have been so proud of me at this wedding because we're running out of time at this point, so I'm thinking of a way I can tease this. But eventually, as we're talking about the experience and getting more context for everything, he does explain to me that something happened on the radio that almost got his legal team involved with his work. So I guess I will continue the story in the 8 o'clock hour. Right. And I will tell you how I almost got a letter from his attorney.
Okay. That is obviously very important. But can you tell us right now, like, how did he look in his suit?
Oh, he looked great. Yeah. We're both two good looking people. I was like, other than the bride and groom, we're killing it at this wedding.
So on a scale then, one last question here, then you're right, we do got to move on. On a scale of 1 to 10, chemistry, 10 off the charts, 1 being there's no chance. Did you have it or not?
I'm not going to give you a number, but I will say me and him are still talking.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough.
You're on The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first. And never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.